Joining us this morning, your state senator, Brad Hawkins. Good morning, Senator.
Good morning, Jeff. Great to be with you.
Good to have you. Here we are kicking off week two. How would you rate things so far? Are we making some progress?
Well, if you've seen those movies, Fast and Furious, that's kind of how I feel. It's a lot of activity. You know, we're basically in the committee phase. Bills are beginning to be heard. Some bills are beginning to be voted out of committee. I think there'll be more of that later this week. But yeah, you know, so far so good.
Mm-hmm. Tell us about some of the efforts that you have in committee that folks should know about.
Well, one of the bills last night, for example, I'm a member of the Senate Transportation Committee, and we had a hearing on my bill that proposes a comprehensive study of the Highway 2 corridor from Wenatchee all the way to Monroe. I've met with communities along the way, in particular Leavenworth, Sultan, Monroe, and these folks are being, you know, there's miles and miles of backup, sometimes 15 or 20 miles on a Sunday afternoon. The residents in some of these communities, you know, it takes them 2 hours to drive 1 mile to the grocery store. Leavenworth, you know, the transportation challenges there are well documented with Highway 2 running right through its community. Sometimes you have hundreds or thousands of pedestrians all along the sidewalks right along there by Highway 2. So my bill proposes to kind of have the Washington State Department of Transportation collect information. Some of the studies on partial segments of that corridor have already been completed, you know, and kind of round up some of the project ideas, come up with cost estimates, because I believe a year from now we'll probably be developing or looking at the next large-scale statewide transportation investment package. And I want to make sure that if something like that is approved, that our district will get its fair share. So I got some ideas for kind of long-term thinking, but I just want to make sure we identify the projects as well as the maintenance and preservation efforts all along the corridor that need to be made, because there are thousands and thousands of cars on Highway 2. People, especially when I-90 is closed down, but even when it's not, everybody's using it as an alternative route to get to Eastern Washington. And people in Chelan know we welcome visitors. We love our tourism. But, you know, wow, everybody on Sunday has to get back, and it's a mess, and it's potentially dangerous. So my bill would look at both safety as well as traffic flow measures that could be taken.
Mm-hmm. You mentioned pedestrian traffic in Leavenworth. Do I understand that part of your proposal is for a pedestrian underpass?
That's right. Yeah, it's really interesting. So the Chelan-Douglas Transportation Council did this partial corridor study, and they identified a lot of improvements like widening and a traffic circle near Icicle Road. But right around Cashmere Valley Bank, as you head into Leavenworth, there's the U.S. Forest Service buildings on the right. One idea is to have a pedestrian underpass or pedestrian undercrossing that goes right underneath Highway 2 just for pedestrians near a park and ride, and allow people to park, and then the hundreds of people that go to the Christmas lighting ceremonies and other festivals can go right safely right underneath Highway 2 and access downtown for shopping and all those other awesome opportunities there. And then also, so that helps for pedestrian safety, but it also helps for traffic flow, because one of the reasons for the slowdowns in Highway 2 through Leavenworth is people are looking to park, but other people are looking just to pass on through, off to Western Washington. So diverting all the pedestrians underneath Highway 2 would help increase the flow of traffic for people passing through Leavenworth too. So those are the types of ideas that we need to be thinking about if we're going to ultimately solve all the transportation corridor problems on this highway.
Mm-hmm. I know you've immersed yourself in the issue of affordable housing here in Chelan County in particular, but as it relates to, say, Leavenworth and Chelan, where it's just a challenge to find affordable housing. You've met with the Chelan Valley Housing Trust folks, and one of the things that you have proposed is for cities to have the opportunity to take a percentage of the lodging tax funds, which is not a new tax, but just redirect some of those funds for affordable housing. How's that progressing at this point?
Well, we had a hearing on that bill last week, and the opinions were mixed. I think a lot of the housing advocates supported it. We have the Leavenworth mayor, Steve Wilkerson from the Chelan Valley Housing Trust, former Mayor Mike Cooney, and a host of other people testify for it. But the chambers and some of the tourism promotion folks do have a little bit of concern. But I'll tell you, this housing, you know, creating a steady revenue stream for communities to deal with their housing challenges is a tough nut to crack. And people don't want, many people anyway, including me, don't really want new taxes to address these things. Like, people are taxed enough already right now. But then anytime you provide more flexibility to communities within an existing tax revenue stream, there's always inevitably some groups, in particular, perhaps the tourism promotion hospitality industry, that feels like, well, to expand flexibility in this area might kind of divert some of the funds away from us. And so it kind of creates a bit of a turf war situation. My thought really was, communities like, in particular, Leavenworth, they're not really struggling to attract tourists. And the mayor of Leavenworth says, gosh, we're talking about all these traffic challenges with Highway 2. He says, we have more people visiting than ever before, especially with the most recent couple of years with COVID. People just want to escape their communities. So, but I kind of shifted gears on that bill away from using the lodging tax. And right now, I'm working with Chelan County to try to utilize a portion of a different tax stream that goes to them. It wouldn't be lodging tax flexibility. It'd be other rural county tax flexibility to expand the permissible uses to allow for workforce housing. But the challenge is it's a housing challenge. There's no houses you can buy in Chelan. I mean, it's just the people who work in these communities are getting increasingly more difficult for them to actually live in the community. So it's a real issue. But I'm kind of shifting gears, and I think the alternative proposal might be something that I get the housing advocates as well as the tourism advocates fully on board with this. So I'm hoping that idea sticks. Sometimes it's like throwing pasta against the wall with legislation and seeing what sticks. But I'm not going to give up on this because it's too important to our communities like Chelan and Leavenworth, and your listeners up in the Methow Valley. They're struggling with it as well as other areas throughout Central Washington and the entire state, frankly.
Mm-hmm. A couple of other issues that I think are high on your constituents' priority list include the law enforcement reform and executive powers. Any progress on those two issues that people have been jawing about the last 9 months to a year?
Well, we're pushing on it. I don't know if we're going to make progress with the executive powers because Governor Inslee would need to sign anything into law, and I just don't think they want to put egg on his face, you know, people in his party by trying to reform something, you know, at this time. But that remains to be seen. But the law enforcement reforms, I do believe there is opportunity to make some of those existing laws that were just recently passed. The way I would characterize it is make those laws less bad, make them more workable. It doesn't make them, it might not get the laws into a spot where, you know, I'd support them, but I mean, I think I could potentially support these bills to make these existing laws less bad, because I think communities all across Washington State have been saying the things over the past several months that many of us were raising as red flags when the bills were being debated last year. So I think even the sponsors of the bill from last year are now recognizing, geez, you know, I think we need to fix these things. Kind of like the long-term care tax. Mm. You know, a lot of us raised red flags about that proposal when it was debated and approved. And sure enough, the governor had to pause it. You know, people all across Washington State expressed significant concerns about the flaws with that recently passed law. And so that's another one, like these police reforms. I don't know about executive powers, but I would definitely say the police reforms as well as that long-term care tax, those are two laws that could be adjusted in this session. But we only have 60 days.
Right.
The legislature alternates between short and long sessions, so We got that. We got some budget adjustments and other bills to take care of. So it's going to be fast and furious for sure.
A great report this morning. Appreciate your time, Senator Hawkins.
Yeah, thanks, Jeff. Good to make a community connection with you. And if any of the KOZI listeners have any questions about these bills or others, I encourage them to contact my office at senatorbradhawkins.org. We have a contact page through my website, and comes right to us. So thanks so much for having me on.
Thank you. We'll look forward to a full report next week.
All right.
Thank you, Jeff. So much, sir.